You are listening to an audio podcast by the Durban Christian Centre, Jesus Dome, a house of prayer for all nations.
Bibles with you this morning, if you would turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and as you are turning there, if I could remind you that tonight we are in for an exciting service. Pastors John and Joy are going to recognize all the volunteers in our church. We are a church that runs with volunteers. We have a huge volunteer component. There are over 1,000 volunteers in our church, and we have designed certificates for you. Pastor John and Joy have made all of this ready and available for you, and we would love to see you tonight if you are a volunteer, and just come and be a part of this recognition service. So today at 4 o'clock, from 4 o'clock, our friendly staff will be ready, and you can come and get your certificate, and everything will be explained to you, and it's going to be an awesome time together. And everybody says, amen. The service starts at 5, but if you are a volunteer, we'll see you here at 4 o'clock. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we're going to read from verse 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. A wisdom that was hidden, a wisdom that was secret. And the Bible says that God decreed this wisdom before the ages, and the purpose was so that you could live a life of glory. Verse 8. None of the rulers of this age understood this. In other words, it was encoded, it was secret, it was hidden. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. Verse 10, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. God has revealed it. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of that person, which is in him? So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand. Here's the reason. Here's the reason we've received the Holy Spirit, that we might understand the things that have been freely given us by God. And we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. Father, as we come to your word this morning, we thank you, Father, that your word is spirit and your word is life. Lord, we understand that this is something that we cannot receive, cannot digest and assimilate into our lives if it were not for the Holy Spirit. And I ask, God, that each and every person that is here this morning, God, that our ears would be open to hear what it is that your Spirit is saying to us. We want to thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. We want to ask you today, God, for the Spirit of wisdom and of revelation, as Paul prays in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. God, that the eyes of our understanding may be filled with light. I ask, God, that each and every person, Lord, would understand, and what comes by way of truth, Lord, would encourage us and would build us up. We thank you, Lord, today that your word is eternal. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will always remain. And Father, what we are about to receive is an eternal word. And I thank you, God, that this will bear great fruit in our life, in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. The Bible tells us that before the world was created, that God had a wisdom that he had planned to give you and I. That God had planned in eternity past, before anything was created, that God had planned that you would receive the wisdom of God. How many of you know that when you receive the wisdom of God, your life changes? The Bible tells us in James 3, verse 17, that the wisdom that comes from above is firstly pure, and then it is peaceable. So that when you have the wisdom of God, you always make the right decision. It's always the correct decision. You never have to redo it, revise it. And the fruit of that decision is that it bears peace in your life. Have you ever made a decision and it's been the wrong decision and all hell has broken as a result of your decision? How many of you have seen all hell? I know my hand is up. But do you know that when we made that decision, we were not doing that with the wisdom of God? God says in His Word that He has a wisdom for you that was planned from eternity past, and that wisdom is so that you can live a life of glory. Can I have an amen this morning? Beloved, God wants you to live an exceptional life. God wants you to live a miraculous life. God wants you to live a life that even though it's going crazy on the outside, that there is a peace that anchors you, that there is a joy that anchors you. You're not running all over the place and you're not responding to the crisis, but you know that your God is the God above all gods. You know that your God is going to turn that situation around. You know that you're going to come out of the strong. You're going to come out knowing a little thing or two that you didn't know beforehand, and you're gonna push through until you come on the other side. This is the kind of life that God has purposed for you. God doesn't want you under the situation. Have you ever heard somebody, when you ask them, how are you doing? And they say, well, under the circumstances, I guess I'm okay. But what are you doing under the circumstances? You shouldn't be under the circumstances. God's power is great and in you that you can be above the circumstances. You're talking to the circumstance. You're commanding. You're telling that mountain to be cast into the sea. Do I have any people of faith here this morning? And the Bible tells us that this wisdom is given to the church when the Holy Spirit is given to the church. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom. When you have the Holy Spirit, you are given wisdom. You don't have to go and find wisdom. You don't have to go and increase in wisdom, so to speak. But the moment you have the Holy Spirit, the moment the gift of the Holy Spirit is given to you, then you have wisdom. How many people this morning have the Holy Spirit? Can I see your hand? All right, that's not many of you. I'm quite surprised because the moment you are born again, you have the Holy Spirit. So who has the Holy Spirit here this morning? Well, praise God. Do you know that you have all the wisdom to live an exceptional life living on the inside of you? All on the inside of you. Now, it's remarkable because before the Holy Spirit was given, you will notice that men and women didn't quite live the exceptional life that you and I can live today. They had little glimpses of it. They had little showing forths of it. But there wasn't a story or a reality where everyone was living this exceptional life. Because before the Holy Spirit was given, there were few people that demonstrated the wisdom of God. How many of you can understand what I'm saying? Now, Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he begins to quote from the book of Isaiah. He quotes Isaiah 64, verse 4. And Isaiah 64, verse 4 says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. And everybody gets so excited. But he goes on to say in verse 10, can we have that scripture up? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. He says, well, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, your eye won't see it because no natural eye will see the glorious things that God has for you. No ear will be able to accept and hear the glorious things that God has got for you. And no mind will be able to conceive it because it's so good and it's so glorious. And if you're trying to assimilate this in your own mind, you're not going to get it. And then he says in verse 10, these things God will one day show you. Does it say that, Pastor Corsi? You shake in your head like it's heresy, because it is. What does the Bible say? Everybody, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. So your eye has seen. If you have the Holy Spirit, your eye has seen, your ear has heard, and your mind has conceived, because the Holy Spirit makes you smart. He gives you wisdom. I've seen people get so excited, oh, my eye has not seen, my ear has not heard, my mind has not conceived what God has for me because He loves me. But you're in the wrong covenant. In the new covenant, you have the Holy Spirit. So your eye has seen and your ear has heard and your mind has conceived. And if you don't know it, there's a problem. You will not show what you do not know. You will not flow in what you do not know. How many of you know that this walk with God flows from the inside out? Didn't Jesus say in John 7, verse 38, those who believe in me, just as the scriptures have said, out of their heart, out of their innermost being, flows what? Flows rivers of living water. From where do you live your Christian life? From the inside. You live from the inside out. Would you tell the person next to you, I live from the inside? Would you tell them, I flow from the inside? Now, this is remarkable. David, can you come and help me this morning? David is a great man of God. He's committed to the house of God. He loves the Lord. And here he is. He gets wonderfully born again. Praise God. He's going to come stand here. Now, can you face that way, David? And now God does a wonderful work in his life. Now the Bible tells me that everything that David now needs, he's going to walk with God here. But before he starts walking, God needs to help David walk this walk with God. How many of you know it's not easy to forgive? How many of you know it's not always easy to love? Right? But the Bible says that everything, James 3:17, can we put that up on the screen? James 3:17, this is what the Bible says. But the wisdom of God is, that's not the scripture I'm looking for. There's the other scripture I gave you. That everything that he needs for 2 Peter 1 verse 2, that everything that David needs for life and for godliness has already been given to him. Let's read it there. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God. So the more you know of God, the more real the grace and the peace of God becomes to you. So we are not to see. We are not to hear. We are not to understand. The Bible says, if we can have that scripture up there, don't take the scripture off. The Bible says that when we go back to verse 2, if you would please, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus. Now look and see what the Bible says. Verse 3. Everybody, let's put our eyes there. His divine power will one day grant you all things. Is that right? What does the Bible say? Has granted. So do you already have the power to live the life and godliness that God requires of us? Do you have that already? Do you know that many believers are waiting upon God to do for them what God has already done? Oh God, would you give me wisdom? But you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. Look and see what 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16 says. It says, do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? And when the Holy Spirit lives on you, inside of you, there's power. How do you know? Because Acts 1 verse 8 says, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So when I am in need, I don't have to go and run to the pastor. Pastor, please will you help me? And only if you pray will I get my miracle, because there's power on the inside of me. And when my eye sees it, and when my ear hears it, and when my mind conceives it, life changes for me. It means I don't have to have a speed dial to Pastor Corsi. All I can do is call upon the name of Jesus in my situation, and I know that the power flows from the inside out. Come on, believers, we need to stop living with an Old Testament mindset as though the Holy Spirit hasn't been given to us. The Holy Spirit is informed. He's God's Google. The Bible says your spirit searches. Do you know that your spirit knows everything about you, the way you think? Do you know that the Bible says that God's Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, knows even the thoughts of God? He searches the heart of God. And every thought that God thinks about you, let's say you're starting off, and now you're walking with, you're beginning this walk with God. You've just given your life to the Lord like David has. And this thought comes in, oh, you are a failure. How many of you know that those are real thoughts? How do you deal with those thoughts? Well, when you know the truth, you're able to come against what the devil says, those inner thoughts. There is a weapon that you can wield. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that all things, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, all things have been given to you that pertain to life and godliness. Beloved, that means when you are born again, everything is given to you. Zoop, right there. You don't have to ask God for anything more. It's already given to you. The Holy Spirit makes it real to you. The Holy Spirit lets your eyes see it. The Holy Spirit lets your ears hear it. There are people that are praying, oh God, I'm lonely, will you please embrace me? But He is already living on the inside of you. The Bible says that God has already poured His love in your heart. Romans 5 verse 5. Do you know how many Christians I've heard pray, oh God, would you please love me? But God has already poured, already, it's already there. You're asking for what you already have. And everybody says, ouch. So here you are. This is what it's like. You get wonderfully born again. Thank you, musicians. Except for David. And you say, oh God, it's wonderful. Now, you are praying weird kind of prayers. Oh, Holy Spirit, would you not be taken away from me? But God says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. You're praying all crazy prayers. Oh God, would you love me? But God says, I've already given you all the love you need. It's on the inside of you. Oh God, would you make me anointed like Pastor Corsi? But you already have the anointing of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You just don't know it yet. How do you know it? It's when you begin to walk with God. And so as you're walking with God, do you know what begins to happen? You become what you've already been given. As you journey with God, more and more and more, you become that love of God, that love that you have on the inside. Oh, you begin to experience it. You are in Woolworths. You're buying yourself biltong, and it's ostrich biltong, and the glory of the Lord comes upon you, and you know, oh, my God loves me. You just know that you know. Your eye sees it. Your ear hears it. And so as you journey with God, what David thought about God here is very different to what he thinks about God there. How many of you can understand what I'm saying? What am I saying? Keep on going. Don't stop going. Are you hearing me this morning? Oh, because when you have those feelings, oh, I'm not loved by God. What does the Holy Spirit do? He goes into the very corridors of the heart of God. He says, oh, hold on a moment. I'm going to come to you. And in the heart, he says, okay, oh, you love him, God? Oh, that's in your heart. And then the Holy Spirit comes because he's an informed Holy Spirit. And he says, David, you can't worry about that. God's told me to tell you he loves you. He's given his son Jesus for you. And so what was uncertain to you becomes certain. Let's give David a big God bless you. It's already been given to you. You already have it. Look and read the Bible. You will be blessed. And so all I've got to do is pray the right kind of prayer. I don't want to pray the prayer, oh God, please use me. Use me, God, because you'll never use me. No. Step out in faith. Let the rivers begin to flow. Begin to journey with God. Don't stop. You might have tried something and it might not have worked, but keep on trying. Listen to what the Holy Spirit says. Let's all stand together. Do you know what I've discovered? The biggest thing is the Holy Spirit is not some spooky spirituality. He's not the God that moves the moon between the two palm trees and he's talking to you because of the moon. I had one of the students come to me the one time. He says, Wayne, I know that the Lord has told me I need to marry this woman. I was going down Berea Road and there were two palm trees. And I saw the moon between the two palm trees. I said, really? And this is God speaking? Wacky spirituality. I had to go and fetch that man because he ran away from home. His parents, the dean of the Bible school, searching this man out because he had fled. That woman wasn't so good for him after all. But the moon was between the two palm trees. God speaks through his word. That's how he speaks. This is the voice of God to you this morning. And so I as I journey with God, I've got the Bible open. And I'm reading the Bible and I'm saying, oh, Holy Spirit, would you talk to me? Holy Spirit, would you show me? How am I to conduct my business, Holy Spirit? Well, how about forgiveness? Oh, God, would you show me? And so you and I, we have the Holy Spirit teach us. Your eye has seen. Your ear has heard. Your mind has conceived. The great things that God has for you. It once was secret, says Paul. And now everybody needs to know, because you will not show what you do not know. And for that very reason, Wayne, I believe you need to study God's word. For that very reason, you need to know. Don't let's underplay the role and the importance of knowing what God's word says. Because if you don't know, you will not show. You won't show power. You won't know that. Let's all join hands together this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that your word is eternal. We thank you, God, that your word only makes sense when your Holy Spirit takes what is written and God shows his light on it. And it just illuminates our innermost being. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, and it fills our entire being with light. I ask God that we would arise as men and women of faith. I ask God that we would pursue God with all our might, that we would pursue the truth of your word, that as we continue to journey with God, as we saw demonstrated here this morning, that we would grow in the knowledge and increase in the knowledge of you. Oh God, I understand that it is the Holy Spirit that points us and testifies on Jesus. And I pray, God, that we as your church would be so enraptured with Jesus, that we would be so caught up with Jesus, that Jesus would be exalted, that we would live the life, Lord, where Jesus would be so elevated, that in him we would live and move and have our being. Father, as we go our various ways, we thank you for your protection in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information, visit us on durbanchristiancentre.com and stay in touch with us via Facebook and Twitter.